Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from August the 11th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, it was a positive one for pretty much all the indices we follow on the video here. Leading the way to the upside was the Russell 2000 index, up just shy of 3% there. Saw quite a few U.S. equity indices up north of 3%. The lone exception there is going to be the Dow at 1.63. And the one thing that wasn't quite in positive territory that we see, gold being up 9 basis points along with AGG up 25 basis points. So coming on over to the chart of the S&P 500 this morning, we look at this 25-point per box chart. We did see with yesterday's action, it rallied above resistance here at 4175 and reached 4200 on the chart. From here, now we're looking at 4300 as the next level of resistance to hurdle over. But as we continue to trade in this current column of X's, we do see that we're getting more extended. We see that weekly overbought, oversold reading increase. And that is the potential that we'll see a pullback. And then from there, looking at if once we pull back, if we're able to make a higher bottom, once looking for the reversal on the chart there. So as we get extended, look for a potential pullback, and we'll look to see where that pullback comes to on the chart. Moving on over to the indicators this morning, we actually see that the PT NYSE, the positive trend for NYSE stocks, moves back to bull confirmed status following last night's action after it moved above 42%. It's the first time this year it's been in bull confirmed status, really. Could say a lone exception there. We technically did see actually move back to into bear confirmed status in January, but at this point, moving into bull confirmed status, a positive sign as we have now increased above of the prior rally high that we saw in June there. So seeing more stocks shift back into a positive trend within the NYSE. And as we come over to the asset class group scores page, we also see that that U.S. core percentile rank has increased above the 95th percentile when you look at this history. So if you click this link, you'll have this history brought up. And really, we've just focused on this year alone. We've seen this core percentile rank increase back above 95% this week. It's first time since really early this year that we've seen it back above that 95th percentile. You have to go back to January, really, and you saw a brief period in early February where it was above that 95th percentile. But now seeing a strong core market as it ranks in the sixth position. Another development on the asset class group scores page that we wanted to point out is this relationship between all equity funds and all fixed income. And if you come over and look at the history here of the two, you can just check those two groups off and click graph down at the bottom on the average score column in this graph will be brought up for you. You see now that all equity funds are scoring back above all fixed income, and they had switched back in mid-June. They jockeyed for position really from mid-May to mid-June when all fixed income moved above all equity funds, but we now have the opposite with all equity funds moving back above all fixed income. And actually, if you look at this score just focusing on the all equity funds history, if we can get it to adjust here, there we go. But looking at this all equity funds history, and if you want to eliminate one group, you can just select it or select this one. And looking at all equity funds history here, you actually note that moving back above 2.5 is pretty significant. We've seen periods looking back at all the history, especially in 2008, 2009, where you saw dips below 2.5 on two occasions. And even, I believe it was in this 18 time period where you saw it dip below 2.5. And ultimately, moves below 2.5 are notable when we see the all equity funds do that. And then moves back above 2.5 are also notable. We have seen it do it on a couple occasions, go above, then move back below for a second time, like it did this year with that all equity funds group. But we've never seen it move below a third time. So seeing all equity funds move back above that 2.5 score line, going back to 2004, we've never seen it move below the 2.5 score line for a third time. So that is a bit of a positive sign looking at that history overall. Talking about indicators still, looking at the distribution curves, you can actually find these if you select asset allocation, go to distribution curves. You can check many of these off. We just have the bullish percent we do, as well as the weekly overbought, oversold, the averages for the DWA sectors, as well as this places them on a curve where they sit on their chart. In terms of the bullish percent, still seeing an average reading around the low 40s or 43. 30%, but we've seen some of these particular sectors get a little bit higher, especially with gaming, Wall Street, electric utilities, some of these increasing back above 50% there. And additionally, on the weekly overbought, oversold reading, we see technically an average of all sectors on the overbought side, but generally speaking, most still sit with actionable territory in this minus 20 to 20 range. These sectors that you're looking at, as well as waste and restaurants, are getting to extended levels. So keep an eye on those charts and potentially look to lock in near-term profits if that's what you were looking to do. Or if you're looking to add new exposure, wait for pullbacks in some of these sectors. So that's what we want to look at this morning. I wanted to bring you with, as we've seen some pretty interesting indicator developments, as well as developments on the asset class group scores page. And we will continue to bring more action as we see what today holds in store for us. But as always, if you have any questions about the video, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.